Thank God, customer support. This is Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I had ordered one of the bottles or whatever, but then got charged like $200. So I was calling to see about what that was all about and if I could.
May I have your zip code, please?
81007.
And your first and last name?
Danielle Perea.
And for security purposes, can you set that shipping address?
222 South Reynosa Drive. Pueblo West, Colorado.
Yes, ma'am. I do have your account pulled up with that information. The reason you're being charged those $92 and those $91 is for that keto that you ordered.
Okay, is it like some kind of a subscription or what? What is
yes,
that?
Yes, ma'am. It's a monthly thing. You only the $91 and the $92 is for the samples that you have, and then that's. You will be billed and shipped more each month if you don't cancel your account.
Okay, so how come when you order it, it says it's like $6 first trial, no shipping, and then it's $90?
After this trial, ma'am, you're supposed to call them 14 days after the trial. It had it in the terms and conditions.
Okay, but so can I cancel any future?
Do you not like the product? Those ketos are all natural and help reduce appetite. I'll give you a 35% discount on them.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to just cancel any future charges or shipments.
Yes, I do understand that. With a 50% discount?
No, I feel like if you hide your motives in your whatever you call them, the terms and conditions that were impossible to find when I made the order anyway, and then charge people an exorbitant amount that wasn't even predisclosed, your product probably doesn't work because you're hiding behind the fact that you're charging people tons of money. So
was there anything else I could do for you, ma'am?
No, I just want to cancel it.
Okay, it's been canceled, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
And what if I return the ones that I received?
We don't do, they don't return, they don't do returns, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm not receiving anything for the $200 I paid, is that correct?
You received something for the $200 you paid, you received the samples.
The sample is supposed to be $6. I get you have $14 to cancel the subscription, but if I didn't receive anything other than the sample through the subscription, then how is that fair?
You only paid $14 for shipping and handling, not the product.
So you guys don't do any kind of refunds even after people call you on your scamming bullshit?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I really hope you feel good about yourself working for such a company. I would probably look for work elsewhere.
Okay, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.